The most powerful person on the planet was Caesar Augustus. And Caesar decided to have what was translated in our reading, an enrollment, a census. It was going to be taken. Not so that he could brag about the number of people who were under his thumb, but so that taxes, that revenue could be increased. And in order to organize this endeavor, individuals would return to their hometown. So Joseph was going to travel a considerable distance from Nazareth in the north to Jerusalem in the south. Probably 4 days of travel. Oh, and by the way, Mary, expecting any moment, making the journey alongside him. Now rest assured, there were no travel stops along the way. There were no hotels and motels and conveniences at all. In fact, it was arduous, dangerous. Can't even begin to imagine the fright associated with such travel in a precarious situation that they were in. And they make their way to Bethlehem, to the village and locality from which Joseph hails. In other words, he's not a stranger in this community, but there are relatives, albeit some who may be very distant, others who perhaps are more well known. But he's no complete stranger to the locality. And then this curious detail that when they arrive, they had to make their way to the manger in Luke chapter 2, verse 8, because there was no room for them in the inn. There was no place for them as travelers to lodge. And I'm left kind of scratching my head. I've been in crowded places. And it just seems that even in the most crowded of places, we can always make room for one more. Yeah, I'm thinking of the elevator when I'm very uncomfortable because I'm feeling people around me. You don't get like this, but I sure do. And the door's finally closing, and I'm thinking, thanks be to God. And then an arm sticks through to open up the door, and I have to pretend that I'm happy about that, but I'm not. And what do? We even shuffle together a little bit more, and we make room for that one person. And we all stare up there and say, please go to the next floor right away and just open up so we can get out. I mean, it seems like there's always room for one more, and particularly if there's a pressing need. Yet there was no room for them. See, this story isn't about no vacancy in the hotel motel. This is a tragic tale of an utter and complete lack of hospitality. There's room for others, but there's no room for them. And who is the them? Principally, no less than the Son of God himself. That this is the catastrophic moment of humanity saying to divinity, there is no room for you. We'll do it our way, on our terms, according to our ambitions and our desires. You can go elsewhere, away from us. And lo and behold, the relentless pursuit of love that is uniquely Almighty God will not be deterred. If that's what it takes in a cave, on the outskirts, and not even a cradle into which the King of the universe is placed, but a manger, a feeding trough for animals. If that's what it takes, my love, God pronounces, will not be deterred. A love that I seek to flood every single mind and every single heart so that the lack of hospitality can be changed and transformed so that the created order in the likeness and image of God of welcoming, of accepting, of supporting, of encouraging, of championing, of making place for one more, even when it's inconvenient and maybe even uncomfortable. That my brothers and sisters, The truth of Christmas is the bold proclamation of a relentless love of God that will not be slowed. A love that's for you and a love that's for me, so that we can be empowered by the presence and the power of Christ to be a people of hospitality, to be a people of making room for other, particularly when the other has a pressing need, whatever it may be. Let this moment be a moment of transformation. If there's a lack of hospitality that's felt in mind and heart toward God and God's great design, just simply invite Him to give you the love. Give Him that chance. He needs but the smallest amount of permission within us to flood our entire lives and to change them. And let us be seized by this truth so that we can go forth and that we can do exactly what is proclaimed for us to do, to be these instruments of peace and these agents of hope, and to advance God's kingdom right here in Reynolds Corners and wherever it is that we may go.